Hey Church, welcome back to Melbourne Underground Church and the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. Today I want to talk about physical health and deliverance. So I'll just start with a true story. I'm part of a men's group, a prayer meeting that occurs every week on Zoom, and we pray for each other. And there was a man whose wife has cancer diagnosis. Of course, we prayed for her to be healed and we agreed with her crafted prayer. But I was thinking, you know, God definitely does not want her to have cancer. It's not God's will. But we know that this world is under the sway of the evil one. If God had his will, then we would live forever. You know, we would never have eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We wouldn't be in this problem. But we are not robots. We've been given free will, which is amazing. And I want to thank God for that. But what I want to tell you today is that God would have been telling that lady, you know, for years perhaps, to not eat certain foods or to deal with some emotional issues. What I'm saying to you is God never wanted her to have cancer. He doesn't want her to have cancer. He wants to heal her. He is going to heal her. But the fact that she has cancer in her body is not God's fault. It's not God's will. And I know that God is such a loving God. He's such a beautiful person that he would have been talking to her about this problem. He would have been, you know, for a start, he might have, you know, spoken to her in a still small voice to go and get checked out, and that resulted in a diagnosis that if she hadn't have heard God's voice, she might have died before they even knew that there was cancer there. So what I want to say is there's a reason, you know, that things happen, and sometimes we don't realize why. But I don't believe that we can eat McDonald's and Krispy Kreme donuts and then expect, you know, not to get diabetes. 80% of Western people develop diabetes, but this was never meant to be the case. And this is not God's will. It's not God's will for you to have any sickness in your body. Your body is your legal ability to be able to influence the earth. If you go back to the first podcast episodes on this podcast in, you know, seven years ago, one of the first things I explained is that the devils that Jesus cast out, they want to occupy people's physical bodies because they have no legal right to influence the physical realm without a body. I don't know why that's so hard to understand. A demonic spirit cannot influence a tree or a car. A demonic spirit cannot influence the weather. A demonic spirit has no power. They are a spirit. I don't know if you've seen the movie Ghost, but I think it was with Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze, but if you are out of your body, you are no longer able to drive a car or put on clothes because you don't have a body. I don't know why that's so hard to understand, but evil spirits, they want to be in you so that they can use your body to physically interact with this natural realm. So literally, there is a physical realm and there is an invisible realm. There is a visible realm and there's an invisible realm. That's it. So God is a spirit. He lives in the invisible realm. You have a body. You live in the physical realm. Okay? Evil spirits don't have a body. They live in the invisible realm. Angels live in the invisible realm. Now, both God and angels can physically manifest. We know that that's biblically possible. Even Jesus was able to walk through a wall, walk through a door. So I'm not going to go into all of those different things, but the basic understanding is that you need your body. You need your body. You need every cell in your body to be able to influence this physical world. How do you lay hands on the sick without hands? How do you cast out demons without a voice box? You know, how do you do anything? As soon as you're out of your body, you're present with the Lord, which means you're useless on the earth. If you die, it's no benefit to God. Yes, you get to go to heaven and you rejoice in glory, but you will have no ability to influence this world. You'll have no ability to pray for the sick or raise the dead or cast out demons or lead somebody to Christ or preach the gospel, for we are his body. We are his body and he needs us to be healthy. So Psalm 91 is yours. But what I'm talking about today is more than that. I really believe that we're living in a day where we have got to be violent about our diet. We have got to be violent about our eating habits and about our exercise. So I want you to listen to this, you know, 1 minute song here and then come back for the message. So, welcome back. As I was saying, the kingdom is suffering violence and the violent are taking it by force. Jesus Christ was very determined. He set his face as flint to the cross. He said he's not going to give, you know, bread to the dogs. He was very focused. He said, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of Israel. Paul said he beats his body daily. You know, he said to Timothy, you need to live your life like a soldier, not being involved in civilian affairs. Now, that's how I live. And I live like that in every area of my life. I guard what I listen to. I guard who I talk to, who I associate with. Okay, but it's the same with our diet. And what I was trying to say before is that the devil wants to kill you. And if he can't kill you, he is going to try to get you dependent on medication, on people, on sugar. You know, you've got to admit, if you have a bad night's sleep or you eat, you know, really bad junk food, you know, maybe you're on a road trip and you're just eating, you know, truck stop food, milk bar food, you know, drive through food for a number of days, your brain doesn't work. Maybe you're a superhero. Maybe you have incredible genetics. But we know if you just do a little bit of research, things seem simple on the surface, but they are incredibly complex. You know, when you're a little kid, maybe you learn about finance, you learn about saving money, you learn about a budget. But once you understand, you know, quantitative easing and fracking and insurance scams and debt swaps and all these things, the way that your accountant manages your money is a very complex system. You know, you might think, I've got to earn X amount of dollars, I've got to pay tax, but then there's superannuation, there's, you know, 501k, there's all these other things that you can do as well. It's very complex. And the day that you pay your bills, and it's very complex. And if you want to make money, you've got to engage in all of the complexity of the tax system, of the superannuation system, of the laws, state, federal, and local, with your competitors. It's very complicated. It's not as simple as when you're a child and you think, I'm going to earn $100,000. You know, maybe you'd be better off financially earning $70,000, $80,000 and paying less tax. Anyway, it's exactly the same with your diet. You know, there are good accountants and bad accountants, and there are good doctors and bad doctors. I began my journey as a chronically ill teenager who was on all sorts of medication. And my mum took me to everybody. And, you know, kinesiologists, dietitians, doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists, naturopaths, Chinese medicine. And eventually we found a preventative medicine doctor, which I really want to encourage you to look up. What about preventative medication? He said the medication can cause your symptoms. You know, no other doctor had told us that. What if the medication you're on is causing the problem? Have you read the side effects of all of your medications? Would it not be responsible to delve into the complexity? Have you read the ingredients of what you're eating? You know, the accountant, if you sign a home loan, your lawyer or your accountant is going to read the fine print. But how many people buy something? They buy something on a credit card, or they sign up to a credit card, or they sign up to a bank deal, and they don't read the fine print. What are your monthly fees? What penalties are there if you pay your loan off early? Can you change your interest rate? I'm saying that the Holy Spirit is wanting His church to detox right now. I'm telling you that we are living in a hostile environment, and it's obvious in certain areas. It's obvious that we are living in a politically hostile environment. You know, whether it's the Democrats versus the Republican illusion in America, whether it's a war in Ukraine or Russia, you know, whether it's fake news and your favorite, you know, politician or preacher being taken down off YouTube, being taken down off Facebook. You know, I eat meat, but when a friend of mine publishes a video of him hunting or a photo of him on Instagram catching a wild animal and eating it, it's considered hate speech, and it's taken down, oftentimes taken down from Instagram. But I wonder where people think the meat comes from in the supermarket. You know, you can show a picture of bacon, but there was a pig that had to die. You know, death is all around us. Death is everywhere, but we don't think about death. We don't think that chicken had to die for your chicken burger. That chicken had to die for your chicken nuggets. Even, you know, I won't get into eggs, but the cemeteries are not built in the center of the city, except for some places around the world, historically speaking. But we don't, you know, we lock away our old people. We lock away our sick people. We lock away our animals in cages, and we lock away our cemeteries, and we build our cities far away. But death is really visible in everything you do in life. Everything is dying. Everything is decaying. So you want to do everything you can to be healthy. And I found that we are living in a very hostile environment. We are, whether it's a spiritual battle or whether you believe it's the, you know, World Economic Forum and the elites or the bankers or whatever, or the Illuminati or whoever you want to name, we are definitely under attack, okay, constantly. We're under attack by just gravity. You know, we're under attack by oxidation. We're under attack from radiation from the sun, from UVA and UVB. We're under attack from the metal that's in our food chain, from heavy metals in our food chain, from mercury in the salmon, from aluminium in our food, from aluminium in the air, from the lead that's often in the soils. So even if you have a tank and you fill up your tank with rainwater, have you measured the toxins? Now, we've got to look into the complexity. Now, we're in a war. This isn't just like, you know, oh, God created everything for good to be eaten. Yeah, but he did not create Krispy Kreme donuts. Did God create LSD? Are you going to take LSD? Are you going to take heroin? I mean, God created everything. I said God created everything. Isn't everything good to eat if you just bless it? But I'm telling you, there's less pharmakeia going on in some MDMA, some acid that you can buy on the streets. You can take acid on the streets or ecstasy or some other chemical that's illegal. But there was less processing going on in that than your chicken nuggets or your cheeseburger. Have you looked at the ingredients? So what I'm saying is we are living in complexity right now. We are living in complex systems. And the Holy Spirit is wanting to guide you through the narrow way. I'm not just using, you know, scriptures to make a point. I'm telling you the truth. The Holy Spirit is wanting to deliver you from this evil system. When Jesus said, in the world you will have trouble, but lo, I've overcome the world. He's overcome the world, but he's going to lead you into victory by his still small voice, by his Holy Spirit, by wisdom, by the word of God, and by people around you. And I can't tell you to go on a paleo diet or a vegan diet or a meat-based diet, but I can encourage you to research what is going into your body. If I took the same parallel and said, if I created a parallel with your finances, if you operated financially in the way that you operate with your diet, would you be financially secure? For example, you know, would you want to get yourself in debt to a Mexican cartel, a drug cartel? Would you want to owe the drug cartel $1 million? Would that be a good financial decision? Would it be a good financial decision to have $1 million in credit card debt? You know, when you go on a statin medication, when you go on an antidepressant medication, you're signing up with the cartel. You've just written in blood $1 million loan, and they own you. You know, this is the way, I'm telling you, this is the way that God sees it. You know, if you get a tattoo in your body, that tattoo is made, what's it made of? That tattoo is full of toxic chemicals that are seeping into your blood. Did you know that if you put sunscreen on your skin, that there's going to be all of those chemicals are going to be in your urine? They're going to be in your feces? Anything you put on your skin is going to be absorbed into your body and consumed as if you ate it. Would you eat a bottle of sunscreen? Have you read the ingredients? So why are you putting it on your skin? Now, it is possible that everything that you've been told in the media, on TV, by your doctor, is actually a lie. It, you know, I'm telling you the truth. Your body can heal itself. You know, yes, there's laying on of hands, there's the anointing of oil from the elders, but I'm telling you that God made your body so powerful to self-heal. Now, if you cut off your arm, it's probably not going to grow back. But it does some pretty amazing things. And I'm telling you, if you just give your body what it needs, nothing processed, nothing chemical, if you were to just eat what God made, like I said, God did not make Krispy Kreme donuts in the same way that he did not make that MDMA in the lab. He did not make meth, amphetamine. But are you going to take methamphetamine and lay hands on it and say, God bless this to my body, and then have faith? Is that faith? Is it faith to pull the trigger on a gun and hope that there's no bullet? Like, you've got to treat your diet in this way. You've got to treat every area of your life in this way. I'm telling you now, you've got to treat your finances in this way. You cannot be in debt. You've got to do everything you can to get out of debt. To love, to owe no one anything but to love them. So do your own research. You might think, oh, well, what do I do? What do I eat? What don't I eat? As I said, you want to eat what God made, okay? Don't eat farmed fish. Eat wild fish. No one in Jesus' time ever ate a fish that was farmed. Every animal that anyone ate in Jesus' time was a wild animal without hormones, without antibiotics, without all of these things. Now, they might have obviously farmed animals, but they weren't like we do it now with grain-fed, you know, locked in cages and all that sort of stuff. They would have been walking around, you know, swimming in the ocean, swimming in the lake, walking around eating grass. All of the beef was grass-fed. So what I'm saying is, like, I'm not saying eat what Jesus ate, although that would be a vast improvement. In fact, if you ate what Jesus ate, that's the end of the podcast. But what I'm saying is eat what God made. Did it grow on a tree? You know, then you should eat it. You know, did it come out of the ocean or a lake? Then you should eat it. Did it die? Did it die? Was it a living, breathing animal? You know, anything else really, you've got to be very careful. Anything that is from the supermarket, anything that is wrapped up, anything that's in a bag, anything that's cooked, anything that's processed, you've got to be very careful. This is what I eat, okay? I eat beef. Obviously, I try to eat grass-fed if possible, but I eat beef. I eat all animals, okay? All animals. I don't eat very much other than beef because you can study rudiment animals, but basically animals that have more than one stomach are going to be less toxic for you. I drink pure water, and I mean pure water, not from a water filter. I'm not from a bottle or a box or whatever, but pure water. If you can buy water that has no additives, no chlorine, no fluoride, or if you can make your own water with steam. I said with steam. Distilled water. Steam distilled water. I don't take any pharmaceutical medication whatsoever. I don't brush my teeth with fluoride. I brush my teeth with bicarb soda and lemon juice, toothpaste. And I eat fruit that's in season and it's peeled. And no seeds. That's it. Pure water, meat that's healthy, and organic fruit. That's it. And I believe if you do that, your body will begin to detox. Your body will begin to detox. There's other things as well. You want to get off your medication. You can see a doctor who will get you off the medication. If you change your diet, you can. I've seen depression reversed, you know, anxiety reversed, weight loss, weight gain reversed. You know, I've heard of many, many cases of diabetes reversed, even psychotic illnesses reversed. All of these things are possible, but the medical establishment would not want you to know that. So I want to encourage you to be detoxed. This is the Holy Spirit talking. He wants you to be detoxed. He wants you to detox from chemicals, from heavy metals, and from addictions, from pharmaceutical dependencies that have you in debt. It's the same as being in debt financially. It's being in debt physically. If you can't run up a mountain without an asthma puffer, if you can't run for a mile without, you know, a defibrillator, if you can't just go bush without carrying your meds with you, then you're not free, you know, and God wants you to be totally free. Now, there's no condemnation. Maybe you're in your 80s or 90s and you're on all these medications, and to be able to detox from all of these things would take, you know, 10 years, and you just don't have 10 years. Now, I'd say that your quality of life would be better anyway. Better live 3 years healthy, you know, than 10 years sick. And you have no idea how amazing your body can be. Now, some of the people I listen to are Dr. Paul Saladino. Dr. Paul Saladino. And he's a bit extreme, but everything he says I absolutely love. He only eats honey, raw milk, and meat and fruit that's in season. He lives in Costa Rica, so it's a lot easier there. You can't get raw milk in Australia or Canada or New Zealand. So I just want to bless you, Father. I just pray that you season this word with salt, Lord, that you bless it, that people are able to get free. Perhaps it'll be the first step towards salvation in their body, Father God. Salvation. You want to bring healing and sozo to every area of our lives, God. Mental healing. God does not want you to be in debt. He does not want you to have a headache. He does not want you to have any sickness in your body. And yes, he can heal you miraculously and supernaturally, but what if he's wanting you to go get a job? I mean, Paul said, if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. So God didn't lay hands on that man and just make magic money into his hands. You know, he said to go and work. Paul worked all the time. He was always working. So it's the same. God, he can heal you supernaturally, but maybe you need to do something about it. Maybe he wants you to be so free, so full of energy. It's actually holistic. It's holistic with a H. Holistic health. It's preventative medicine. I said you should look up preventative medicine. Don't get caught into scams. Don't get caught into buying anything. You don't need anything. You just need to put healthy food in your body, food that God made. God bless you. I've been Jonathan. You've been listening to Kingdom Dynamics Podcast. Bye for now.